Cool. Okay, yeah, okay. You have noticed this. I've got your permission to record the Zoom, so all good. So it's B and A7S.
Okay.
20 minutes. So yeah, I'd say enjoy your interview and have fun with the guys.
Okay, thank you guys. Hello, hello, hello.
Hello,
hello.
I am not a cat. Do you know that video?
I'm not a cat.
I'm not a cat. Do you know when that judge was connected to a Zoom meeting and he had a cat filter? And he, yes, it was so very funny.
But okay. I'm pretty, I think we don't have any filters here on Zoom.
Okay, okay. Thank you guys for joining me today and thank you for having this interview with me. So first of all, your single, Your Love, is a huge hit here in Croatia and also worldwide. Congratulations on that. So how did you three come together to make the new song of the classic song of the ATB classic?
First of all, I'm really happy that we three came together because this was my absolutely dream team when I thought about to bring out the new track. So this idea was happening last year.
Okay.
I thought I have to bring out this melody to the new generation out there, but I just don't want to do a cover version or a remix. I want to recreate the song from the scratch, and the best idea is to work with somebody together. And I really was so much into Topics production last year that I thought about and A7S together, like Breaking Me. This sound was very inspiring when it came to how could the 9 p.m. sound, you know. And so I, through a great coincidence, I met a friend who had a Topics telephone number and he gave it to me. And I had the opportunity to call Toby and tell about this idea, and he directly was into it. And yeah, the next day we met in my studio and started working. And Toby was calling Alex if he is also in and if he liked the idea, and he was okay, let's do it. And yeah, then we three was together and worked this amazing song out.
Okay, great. So I listened to one of your interviews and you mentioned that you didn't want to do a cover song. You wanted to do a whole remake.
Yeah.
So do you have anything against covers? Because covers are so popular these days and everybody makes a cover. So how do you feel about that?
I think there's a difference between a cover and what we did, because a cover song is just take the original and do another beat underneath it or some other sounds, and the rest have to be the same, you know. And when you listen to the original of 9 p.m., it was just an instrumental song, and now we have a full vocal song, and which is way, way different to the original. But we still have the original melody, and so, you know, maybe some people say it's a cover, but for us, it's more a redone. You know, we took out the melody and redone the whole song, and that's a little different.
Okay, so I actually stalked your Instagram, and the big news is that Tiesto is doing a remix that drops tomorrow. Am I right?
Yes, you're right.
Okay,
it's amazing. I'm so happy that he was into it, and he actually told me, but I met him 2 years ago in Las Vegas. Backstage, and he already said to me, you have to bring out 9 p.m. again. And I remembered this sentence, and I asked him if he is into doing a remix for this 9 p.m. right now, and he was into it, and he's done a great job. I love the remix.
Okay, great. I'm looking forward to hearing it tomorrow. Andre, you recently got your son. Congratulations. And how did the life change during the pandemic for three of you guys, except for being a dad and new songs and all of that?
Yeah, I say that everything changed, like going out with our friends and like having beers, like going to dinners, like everything. But it's the same for everyone. So
okay,
it's just a weird time at the moment.
Yeah. So Alexander, how do you like to spend your free time? Do you binge watch something on Netflix, or what do you like to do?
I really like to watch like nature shows, like from David Attenborough. Oh, I think that's he's called it, David Attenborough.
Yeah.
I like that, and then I like to go to the gym, play paddle tennis, that sort of stuff.
Okay, and how about you, Tobias?
Yeah, like the corona changed so much, like we can't travel anymore, and it's like the same for everyone. Mm-hmm. But like one good thing about it is definitely that I had more time in the studio the past year, and that was pretty good because I could work on so much new music and different project as well.
Mm-hmm.
And to the question, what I like to do in my free time, I actually like cars a lot, and like to go on racing tracks and drive really fast on famous tracks.
Oh, you like the adrenaline?
Yeah, it really gives me a big rush.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Cool. So the ATB track, 9 p.m. How old were you when you first heard the track? Do you remember maybe that time? It was the golden era of trance.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know how old I was when I listened to it the first time, but I was probably something like 6 or 7 years old.
Mm-hmm.
And I would love to know where it was the first time when I was listening to it. But okay. I guess it was probably in the car or mm-hmm. in, like, my parents used to have this little private disco. And there I always listened a lot to music when I was a kid.
Nice. So your parents introduced you to the party world with that little disco.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, it was not like a proper club. It was just like a bigger room with a good sound system and some lights in it.
Yeah. So that melody, that guitar melody is a timeless classic. And I heard a funny story, Andre, in your interview that actually some girl came to your house. You were supposed to go to the cinema, and then you were starting to produce some music, fooling around. And then the melody came out and it became instant classic. So you named the track 9 p.m. So I'm curious to know, what do you guys do usually at 9 p.m. nowadays?
Nowadays, I'm in front of the TV.
Oh. So
my son is already in bed because I'm really 1 year old right now. So I do the usual thing. I'm not a night worker when it comes to sitting in the studio. I have a really normal working day these days.
Mm-hmm.
I'm in the studio in the morning at 9:10, and I work till 6 in the evening, 5-6, and then I'm back home and try to have my normal life.
Mm-hmm. Okay. How about you, Alex?
And I probably would sit with a track by then, like producing a new track or so. Mm-hmm. Or watching nature shows.
You really Alexander, you really have amazing vocal. To be honest, when I first heard Breaking Me, it was so weird to connect that that rich vocal with you, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's just amazing.
Thank you.
Yeah. Actually, Tobias, I read somewhere that you are a half Croatian. Is that correct?
Yeah, my dad is from Croatia.
Oh my God! Wow. Yeah. Is your surname Topic with that little line on the C, like Topic?
Yeah. It's yes? Topic. Yeah.
Topic. It really is.
Yeah. Yeah.
So do you come to Croatia maybe on a vacation?
Sometimes? Yeah, I used to come in summertime every year till I was 16 or something. We went at the summer to Pula.
Oh,
and,
nice.
Yeah, so I would really like to go again.
Mm-hmm. Maybe, do you know some Croatian words? Did your dad teach you?
No, my dad actually didn't teach me. Like I do understand quite much, and especially when I'm there for a longer time, like then after like 1 week or so, I start to understand everything. But unfortunately, I could never really speak Croatian.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. It would be lovely to see you all three to come to Croatia. I hope maybe this summer or next summer. Andrej, you were here. I was at your show here in Zagreb.
Oh, yeah.
It was amazing. Yeah.
Thank you.
How was it for you?
Yeah, amazing. Yeah, I've not been that often in Croatia, but this was one of the rare gigs I had there, and I remember it was amazing. So I hope to be back very soon. I would love this summer, but I'm not sure about it. But I promise next summer I will be there, hopefully.
Okay, fingers crossed. So what do you guys like to listen to in private? Which song, which track is something that you like to listen to nowadays on repeat?
I've been listening to Life is Good by Drake and Future a lot.
Oh, nice. So yeah. You like trap music also?
I like everything. Trap? It's just like every song has something that gets me. Like I don't care about genre that much.
Mm-hmm. Okay, and maybe some guilty pleasure songs from the past. Do you have something like that?
Not really. I'm listening to when I'm in the car. I'm really a big Post Malone fan. You know, especially his first stuff is amazing. I love the way he's doing the beats and the things. You know, it's always a little bit trancy in it. I don't know. I can't describe. Yeah. I really like it. But I listen to a lot of stuff. Sometimes some ambient stuff. I love ambient stuff. But I listened also to radio stuff. I'm really, I have a big horizon when it comes to listening to music.
That's great. Okay. Some plans for the future? Maybe with the future? I'm kidding.
I plan that we can plan one day again. That would be amazing.
Yeah.
It's not possible to do plans right now, but I hope to be on stage or back traveling in the end of this year or maybe in the middle of this year. That mm-hmm. would be amazing.
Mm-hmm. Okay,
and the rest of the time, I'm in a studio working on a new album, new tracks, a lot of work to do.
Okay, great. How about you two?
I'm planning to release a new single soon. So like in a not so far away future, I will announce dates for that.
Mm-hmm. Can you share some information maybe?
sadly, I'm not allowed to.
Some juicy information.
Sadly, I'm not allowed to yet, but I'll share it soon.
Okay, great. Okay, guys, thank you so much for this interview and for your time. I wish you all the best with the future tracks.
Thank you so much.
And I hope to see you soon in Croatia. And just for the end of this interview, could you please record a short ID for our listeners? Introduce yourself and you're listening to Enter Zagreb. Yeah. Whenever you're ready.
Okay.
Yeah.
Hey everybody, this is ATB.
And this is Topic.
And this is A7S.
And you're listening to our new song, Your Love 9 PM on Enjoy Zagreb.
Okay, perfect. Thank you so much. Have a nice day and hope to see you soon.
Likewise.
And meet you.
Yeah, that would be amazing.
Likewise.
Okay, thank you. Bye-bye.
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 Hi, Thea. Thanks for the interview.
Thank you so much. Bye-bye.